survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Family Feud. Hope you had a great weekend. We've been out right across Australia asking people all sorts of fun questions. And now it's time to see if two families can guess the answers to win a load of cash or even a brand new car. Now, let's meet our families. First up, our carryover champs who have already won $10,000 following our special 100th episode on Friday. And from just one show, also won a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander from New South Wales, the Hawkins family.
Whoa.
That was pretty amazing.
It was amazing.
Has the hype sort of calmed down a little bit, or are you still buzzing from what was an intense day?
I still can't believe we won a car.
I know. One episode, a car and cash.
I know.
Just remind Australia who's on board this team. And a very lucky team it is.
I have my fiancé, Quinnen, my sister-in-law, Emma, and my sister, Natasha.
Great to see you guys back. Ready to take them on tonight from Victoria, it's the Porter family. Good to see you. Welcome along. Would you mind introducing us to your lovely team?
Sure. My sister-in-law, Catherine, my brother-in-law, Brad, and my brother-in-law, Mark.
Great to see you guys here. Righto, who's on? I'm on. Let's do it. Team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a job that requires good eyesight. Cassandra.
Optometrist.
An optometrist is not bad. Camille.
I'll say a teacher.
Let's have a look. Pass or play, Cassandra? They're going to pass. You guys are going to play.
Okay.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Grant. How are you?
Lovely to see you.
You too.
Name a job that requires good eyesight.
A pilot.
A pilot to land a plane with people on. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Grant, how
Great
are you?
Great to see you. How you doing?
Too.
A job that requires good eyesight.
I'm going to say a surgeon.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, you don't want
don't want to have one with a bad eye.
Cut the wrong bits off, do you?
No, that's
you
right.
Let's have a look. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, Mark.
Grant.
Great to have you with us.
Thanks.
A job that requires good eyesight.
A bus driver.
Let's see. First strike. A drama. Camille.
I think a ship's captain.
Yeah. You don't want them running into one another out there, do you?
No.
Or if they're driving around the Great Barrier Reef, you know, you don't want poor old Nemo to cop it. Let's have a look.
Oh, okay.
Second strike. So the Hawkins family could still have a think of an option. Catherine.
I'm going to go with a policeman.
Mm.
Yeah.
You don't want to get those numbers wrong when you're booking someone.
Let's have a look.
Yes.
Ooh. I'm a job that requires good eyesight.
I'm going to have to go with a doctor. Similar to a surgeon, a doctor.
Yeah, OK, let's have a look. Ooh. Yes, going good. Porter family is working superbly right now. Just 2 left on the board for a clean sweep. A cracking start, Mark.
Yeah. No pressure. Private eye.
Private eye needs good eyesight because you're effectively spying on people.
Correct.
And you spy with your
eye.
There you go. Sorry, Mark. Hawkins family, what would you say, Tash?
I think hairdresser.
Nice. Emma?
A cook.
Quinton.
Gran, an astrologist.
Deep. Sandra.
Oh, dear.
Come on.
You're suggesting that possibly those answers aren't quite up to your high standards?
I won't comment. Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say a driving instructor.
A driving instructor needs good eyesight. Otherwise, there's a whole world of hurt ahead. Well, let's have a look. No! Hawkins missed out. Porter's grabbed the points. Final 2 answers. Security. Or an umpire. Of course, they're accused of that all the time. So it's 68 to the newbies. The Porters at the moment have the lead, and if either team go on to win for 5 nights in a row, They'll be driving home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. This family SUV seats five comfortably and it's packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco-drive support. Imagine you guys play on for five nights and win two cars.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That'd be amazing. And for everyone playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name a popular board game. We'll be back on Family Feud in just a moment. Still battling it out for that chance to win $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, name a popular board game. The top answer was...
Monopoly!
Bags being the boot. And don't forget to keep an eye out, too, on the new Family Feud board game, which is about to hit stores just in time for Christmas. Just look for the little elf on the front. Quinton, Catherine, let's play.
Good luck.
We surveyed 100 people and the top seven answers are on the board. Name a city in the world that starts with the letter B. Quentin was good.
Belgium.
Belgium. Name a city in the world that starts with the letter B.
Bangkok.
Bangkok. Nice work. Pass or play? Belgium's a country, Quentin.
I didn't go too well in geography.
Not your strength?
No.
Not me either. Maths or science. Mm. Or English, for that matter. How are you going? How are you with countries?
I'm the wrong person to ask. Honestly. Well,
we're only after a city. Yeah. A city in the world. The entire world. The entire, mm-hmm. entire globe. The entire planet globe. That starts with the letter B.
That's what I'm going to say. Pass.
First try. Oh, I think we've found your Achilles heel, Hawkins team.
Don't like the geography.
Tash, how are you with the geography?
Not too bad, I think.
Okay, so name a city in the world that starts with the letter B.
Brisbane.
Good, domestic, I like it. Cassandra.
Brazil.
Oh, no.
I told you.
It's the second strike.
Just take the steal.
The Porter family's having to think. Quentin, this is going to be good. You got one eye shut like it's hurting.
It is.
This is painful this right is now painful. For you. A city in the world that starts with the letter B.
Brussels.
Yeah. This feels good. Is it there? Mark.
Boston.
Brad.
Beijing.
Excellent. Catherine.
Boston.
Camille, you're the boss. One of those or your own.
I'm torn because we've come up with... But I think we'll go...
At least they said something.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, we'll go Beijing.
Beijing. Yeah. For the steal and to advance, your lead is Beijing on the board. Remaining answers for everybody at home who might also need to learn. Brooklyn.
Boston.
Boston.
Barcelona.
And Berlin. Boston. You want a coffee from Boston? Righto. 0 to 96. Give me Emma, give me Brad. It's double points time. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name a type... of court. Emma.
Federal court.
Federal court. Law court. Brad.
Tennis.
Is tennis court there? Tennis court is. Oh, Michael Blay, Brad. You got a pass. Okay, you got a pass.
Hi.
Type of court.
Volleyball.
Volleyball court. Let's have a look. Oh, man. First strike. Tough luck. Cassandra. Type of court?
Netball.
Netball court.
Yes.
Nice work. Yes. Quentin?
Basketball court.
Yes. Basketball court, of course. where if I wasn't on TV being a TV host, I would be a full-time NBA professional.
Of course.
Type of court.
Is croquet... Is that a court? Croquet court?
What sport does your husband play?
Rugby league. I don't know any courts.
That's like,
I
know, pretty, like... That's a pretty cool sport.
I know fields.
And you go croquet.
Croquet court.
Let's go have a look on a croquet court.
Yeah?
She's when the wheels fall off, they really fall off.
Yeah. Wow. Lucky we got the new car.
It's right.
Got four new ones.
Jace, you're quiet up the end.
Yes, I'm just pondering.
Type of court?
I was going to say courthouse.
OK, let's have a look. That's three strikes, I'm afraid. Porters. Mark, what would you say?
Squash.
Brad?
Family.
Catherine?
I like squash court.
Camille, you're the
squash.
Boss.
Squash.
Squash court it is?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. No! Well, so Hawkins are back in the game. This is not a show of, like, who's winning. It's just who's not losing right now. Number six.
Come on, guys.
Supreme Court. All the magistrates, all of the legal kind. It's 166 now to 96, so we kind of do have our game right now. It's on, everybody. Now, if you're loving Family Feud, then you're really going to love 10 Play, where you can catch all the highlights and also the fun bits that we can't fit into the show on air, as well as playing along at home with the official Family Feud game. Just head to 10 Play. Check out Family Feud for all the details. Triple points, and we come back in this kind of weird Family Feud night. Welcome back, everybody. Well, the Porter family are on 96, and our human GPSs over here, the Hawkins family, somehow have the lead on 166. The family gets a 300 points in this round. Could win $10,000, OK? Okay. We're playing for triple points. So give me Tash, give me Mark, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a body part you don't mind showing off. Tash?
Boobs.
Can I say the same thing?
her boobs.
Ooh.
did you whisper you were going to say the same thing?
Yeah.
Legs.
Legs. So your car broke down, right?
Yes.
Who stopped to help?
Denise Drysdale. Yeah. She was a lovely lady.
So you're on the side of the road, yep. Bonnet up.
Yep.
And
who should pop by?
The loveliest lady in the world. Yep. Ding dong just pulls up and goes, yep. Well, are you right there, Dales?
Yeah. My kids and I were on the side of the road, flat tyre on the trailer. Hubby had gone to get help and we were just hanging around and she said, everything okay? And we said, yeah, thanks.
What a lovely lady.
She's a lovely lady.
She's always been the loveliest lady in the world. God love her. Yeah. Hi, Ding Dong, if you're watching. Name a body part you don't mind showing off.
I would have said legs, but I will go with back.
You show off, like in a nice dress that's kind of a low cut at the back. Your back. Hard luck, Catherine.
I'm going to say your abs.
Oh, nice. Yes. Oh, nice. Yes. If you're sporting a lovely six-pack of some sort. Let's have a look. Stomach. Nice. Brad, you got a six-pack under there, mate?
I used to, not anymore, no.
Just the full slab.
It's just the keg now.
Nice. Who did you kiss at a 16th birthday party?
Oh, yes, Kylie Minogue. Before she was really that famous, though.
So. The real Kylie Minogue.
The real Kylie Minogue.
Wow. Like a kiss on the cheek or was it a proper party cash?
It was a proper kiss, yeah. No, it was a proper kiss.
Wow. Yes, that's awesome.
But she missed out, though, you know. I married Catherine instead, so I got a much better girl, I'm sure.
I beautiful. Think, Do you tell that story often? Or
Look, I don't anymore. maybe when I was younger, but not so much now. Yeah.
Are you quite comfortable with that story?
I'm very comfortable.
Yeah, nice. It's a happy ending anyway, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Body part you don't mind showing off, Brad?
I'm going to say, I think because it looks better than my stomach is my bottom.
Brad rates his bottom. Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Bad. Mark.
Eyes.
Eyes are nice. What about his eyes? Second strike. Hawkins, get set for a steal. Camille, back to you. Body part you wouldn't mind showing off?
What? Your muscles?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. What are these?
They're, I think they're called arms.
Arms.
They were last time I checked. Anyway, I'm no scientist, though. Just a TV presenter. Let's have a look. Catherine.
Oh, I've got a couple, but I'm going to go with the hair.
Show off your hair. Good. OK. It was looking like a bit of a shaky start, but we're now two away from a clean sweep here, Brad.
Calves.
Your calves?
Your calves.
Down there.
Your calves.
Like if you're a cyclist and you've got really nice, well-shaped...
Shaven, yeah.
What about your calves? Three strikes, I'm afraid. Righto, Hawkins. Tash.
I'm going with, what did I say? Hands.
Emma.
Teeth or smile. It's
beautiful. Wow. Quinton.
I'm going to go face. Wow.
Yeah, beautiful. Cassandra.
Smile.
Smile.
Yeah.
Smile seems to make a lot of sense. Let's have a look. Oh, of course it's not there. Which means the point is getting the points down to 282. These are the remaining answers. Feet. Oh, your face. Quinton said face and nobody listened to Quinton. Righto, neither team has scored 300 points, which means we're going to sudden death. Team captains to the podium. Okay, there's only one answer on the board here and it's worth triple points right now. Whoever wins sudden death will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name a vegetable you would happily eat raw. Camille.
Carrot.
Is carrot the top answer for the win? Tonight. Righto, Porter family, Fast Money, who's playing? Come on over. Woo. It was like a real wobbly night.
Yeah.
It was like there was a rhythm thing where no one was really in the zone.
No.
Now is the time to strike. You're our brand new champions now. We shoot for $10,000. We do it next. You're back that way, big fella. Now, soundproof booth, enjoy yourself. And we go for that 10G in just a moment when we return right here on Family Feud with our brand new family champions.
Yay! Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Money time here on The Feud. Let's see if the Porter family can now win some cash. Now, if you and Mark get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Mark is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. He's this little smooth operator, isn't he? I'm going to ask you 5 questions. It's going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. So, are you ready?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please. And good luck. Name a fruit you can grow in your backyard.
Apples.
Name something you do to get rid of bad breath.
Mouthwash.
Name something you hate reading.
Newspaper.
Name something you should apologise for.
Behaviour.
Name something that requires batteries. Out of time, I'm afraid. It looked like it was on the tip of your tongue.
It was. I couldn't say it.
Around. Name a fruit you can grow in your backyard. You said apples, survey says. Nice. Excellent. Name something you do to get rid of bad breath. You said mouthwash, survey says. 11. something you hate reading, you said. Newspaper. Survey says... Ooh. 19.
Okay.
Name something you should apologise for. You said... Your behaviour. Which is kind of funny considering the next question.
Yep.
Survey says...
Oh.
Just five. Name something that requires batteries.
I went blank.
You just went blank.
Yeah.
Hard luck. Good try though, Camille. Head back to the family computer board. Mark, welcome back. Not the best news. Funny news, but not the best news. You did 148, I'm afraid, to get $10,000. So we had... Let's just say we had a little incident just then that you might need to make up for, OK?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player, and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Now, if you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of... Camille's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Best of luck. Name a fruit you can grow in your backyard.
Passion fruit.
Name something you do to get rid of bad breath.
Gargle.
Name something you hate reading.
Books.
Name something you should apologise for.
Tripping somebody over.
Name something that requires batteries.
Torch.
Excellent. Hey, Camille! Torch! Let's go. Kidogi, name a fruit you can grow in your backyard. You said?
Passion fruit.
Passion fruit? Yum. I used to go past someone's house who used to grow them and they used to fall on the ground fresh and used to eat them. That's one of my great memories of summertime as a kid.
Yep, we had one in the backyard.
Did you too?
Yep.
You know, nothing beats it, does it?
No.
What a great summer fruit. Survey says. Ah. Lemon was the top answer, though, I'm afraid. 148 now you need. Name something you do to get rid of bad breath. You said you gargle. You can gargle a few different kinds of things. Survey says...
Oh,
no. That's... Mint was the top answer. So, not a great start so far for you, Mark. Name something you hate reading. You said... Books. What has anybody ever learned from books? Survey says...
Overrated.
20. That was the top answer.
Top answer.
All right, so we need 128 from the last two to get $10,000.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Name something you should apologise for. You said... Tripping someone over. Survey says... Oh, no. Now, if you had said burping, you would have had the top answer. This is a shocking round for you right now. Name something that requires batteries. You said... Torch. Do you reckon there's 128 points in this?
Slim.
The survey says... 15. The top answer was remote. Camille, remote. Not a bad one. Not $10,000, but you do win $10 for every fast money point as well. They'll be back again tomorrow night to see if they can... improve on a few weak areas. Stick around, the project's coming up now on 10. It's news for all the family. We'll see you then. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful?